This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Communities across the state are getting ready to welcome the top cyclists in the world for the second annual USA Pro Cycling Challenge, dubbed America's Race. The cycling race begins today in Durango, where Benta Berkland reports many locals are excited, but also uncertain about whether it'll mean a boost to businesses.
Durango has spent months preparing for the USA Pro Challenge, fixing roads, planning bike parades and concerts, putting up welcome banners. The city even commissioned a statue of five cyclists along the route. Mayor Doug Lyon says the race will showcase Colorado's quintessential mountain town to the world.
We know how wonderful it is here, and this gives us a wonderful opportunity to share the beauty of our surroundings.
Race promoters say the seven-day stage race will have one of the best professional cycling fields ever assembled on American soil. But for state leaders and business owners, the race is also an opportunity to market Colorado in front of millions of TV viewers. Brandon Donahue is the manager at Open Shutter Gallery on Durango's Main Street.
We're super excited about the race. I think it's definitely one of the biggest things to come to Durango, and we're going to sort of deck out the gallery with bikes and memorabilia and jerseys.
The more rear ends on that street that walk into my door, the more stuff I sell.
That's Eric Kiesel. He operates a t-shirt shop also along Main Street. While the race will bring more foot traffic to downtown, he also knows shopping won't be the main focus.
When they tend to shut down the street, I get mixed results. You know, there's certain events that it doesn't affect my business. There's other events that my sales drop significantly when they have the street closed. So I guess we'll see.
Waiting and seeing seems to be the dominant attitude from most businesses here. Tim Wheeler owns the Durango Coffee Company retail store. Since the Pro Challenge is only in its second year, Wheeler says there's even more uncertainty because there's not history to look back on.
We've kind of gotten mixed reports about the impact in various communities that the bike race went through. Some seem to have very big impact, others maybe less so.
According to a survey from the Aspen Chamber Resort Association, nearly half of downtown businesses saw no increase in sales, and some saw decreases during last year's inaugural race. But Aspen Mayor Mick Ireland says investing in the Pro Challenge will pay off.
The foolish way to look at things is, well, did you get as much revenue on that day as you spent on the event? And that's short-term thinking. The exposure, you know, the millions and millions of viewers who in Europe, where they're bicycle crazy, see Aspen for the first time as a cycling destination as opposed to just a ski destination or a music festival destination. Tremendous impact, and I think most of the resorts see it that way.
Even Governor Don Hickenlooper agrees the race is a long-term investment. He says it's a huge marketing tool, with NBC Sports broadcasting the event in about 200 countries.
It shows our beauty, our splendor, but also our can-do attitude and our collaborative spirit. But even more than that, I think it's marketing to ourselves, and it's allowing Coloradans everywhere to say, wow, how lucky am I to get to live in Colorado?
Riders will climb over 40,000 vertical feet and have three uphill finishes before the race ends in Denver on August 26th. Pro Challenge CEO Sean Hunter says the race should go down to the final moments.
France will always be France. It is the tour. It's the Super Bowl of our sport. But we would not mind someday people considering us, might be 10 years from now, but considering us the second best race in the world.
I'm Benta Berkland in Durango.